Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. So the funds from the SBA CARES Act, which President Trump signed into law on March 27th, are divided among three small business programs that offer forgivable, folks, grants and loans, as well as a loan deferral. There's a significant amount of money here, $377 billion, allocated to support small businesses, but figuring out exactly how to access it and understand it can be somewhat challenging. So SBA Illinois District Director Bo Steiner joins us tonight to break it all down for us. Bo, nice to have you with us again.
Yeah, thanks. It's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know, Bo, we usually talk around the holidays and Thanksgiving. We talk about Small Business Saturday. Every day is about small business right now and supporting our local merchants.
Oh, for sure. It's such a difficult time for business owners, especially, you know, our bars and restaurants with shelter in place. Just generally, people aren't going out, frequenting businesses that they use, and that just doesn't affect those businesses you see. It's the whole supply chain. So, yeah, we're thinking really hard about how we can help our small businesses.
So this SBA Loans Care Act, which I've read a lot about this week, I'm a small business owner myself. My business partner and I run a company called Retail First. We provide retail store fixtures, environment signing, graphics, to the retail industry. So, and there's two industries that we serve in a big way, and that's the medical industry, and then we also serve the hardware industry, both of which are active and moving. So we do have staffs working in smaller groups on site. Everybody who can work at home can stay at home, but it has affected our business. And there's opportunities out there that I think a lot of people really don't know about. Talk to us a little bit about what this this SBA CARES loan is all about.
Sure. So the CARES Act really defined multiple programs that can help small business. But I think the one that everybody is really interested in right now is the Paycheck Protection Act, or program, I'm sorry, which is focused on getting small businesses financial assistance, primarily to help them keep their workforce working, making sure that they can pay for their benefits, the workers' benefits, and, you know, other things like rent, leases, things like that. So this is up to $10 million loan, depending on the needs of the business and based on their staffing levels, that is fully forgivable if the borrower, if the person who takes out the loan, more than 75% of those expenditures are used for payroll and other kind of ancillary costs around your employees.
Now, there's guidelines to this, obviously. Any business with 500 or fewer employees, any 501c3 nonprofit court. So, I mean, we're talking about nonprofits, museums, and so forth as well. Restaurant, hotel, or other businesses categorized under accommodation or food services that have 500 or fewer employees at each of its independent locations. Independently owned franchises, self-employed workers, independent contractors, gig workers, sole proprietors. It covers a great deal here. And I think people, again, don't think it's real and it's going to be difficult to do. And I know just a few hours ago, and the way to do this, by the way, there's forms you can fill out. There's calculations you can do to figure out, you know, what will be covered from a payroll perspective on a monthly basis, what your average payroll is. And then you submit it. You got to work through your bank. Right. I mean, that's SBA, you know, connected.
Yeah. So initially, just SBA lenders were eligible to participate in the program. And they've been working really hard to, you know, develop systems and all that. But the program is also open to other lenders who maybe weren't SBA lenders previously, with a streamlined process to be able to provide this program to businesses and nonprofits. And, you know, like you said, you don't come to the SBA directly. You go to these lenders, and it's really a very streamlined process to apply
for
the loan.
Yes, mm-hmm. And there's a formula in here, and I want to explain this a little bit because people might not understand this either. It's 2.5 times because we're talking about covering payroll and so forth for about 8 weeks because, I mean, quite frankly, you know, the shutdown could be that long, if not a little bit longer. And 2.5 times means 2 months of your payroll, but the 0.5 covers rent, utilities, interest on loans, other things that you need every day to run your business. So you're getting a little bit even extra out of that to cover some ancillary expenses.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really kind of covers all those things. And as you said, it's I think just the key is, you know, it's called the Paycheck Protection Program for a reason, because the intent is to help small businesses stay in business, but it's also intended to help take care of their employees so they can also put food on the table and still have the economic capacity to, you know, pay their rents and all the everything there as well.
And people that don't understand the forgiven part, like if you maintain mm-hmm. the same people that you had with you, you know, months ago last year, and you're not laying people off, and this money covers those people, there's an opportunity to have this loan forgiven.
Yeah, so I think that's really the big thing for this program is if you maintain more than 75% of your payroll, keep the same number of headcount on staff, you can have the entire loan forgiven, meaning it's wiped off the, you know, basically the government pays the loan off for you with the lender, and there's no adverse impact from a tax perspective or anything. It's free and clear.
And I think, again, that surprises a lot of people. And I will say that, you know, the prep work to lead up to that point, we spent a few hours, you know, pulling documents for payroll and 401k and health insurance and a couple other things, utilities, and just looking at our numbers and really where it averaged out in 2019 and what it averages out now. But I went online, maybe took me 20 minutes to fill out the paperwork because I figured out all the numbers at that point. And it's just asking for your basic information, your tax ID numbers, owners of the company, and just some other basic questions. You upload some documents and the bank will call you back within the next few days, the next week, to see what other paperwork and documentation they need, taxes, whatever else, especially if you're just getting dollar for dollar for what you're spending on payroll. But there's loans available, too, beyond that.
Yeah, in addition to the Paycheck Protection Program, so what you're referring to?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So in addition to that, we have there's the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program that's also in place. That was launched a couple weeks ago, but was augmented through the CARES Act to incorporate what we're calling the Economic Injury Advance Loan, which basically is up to $10,000. So basically what happens is if you apply for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, you apply directly with the SBA. Once we have a fully completed application, then the intent of the program and what we're striving towards is to disperse up to $10,000 right away in anticipation of the final decision on the loan. The kind of interesting aspect of it is even if you're not approved for the loan, you can still keep that advance, and it's basically a grant. If you do are approved for the loan, then that amount that you were advanced is taken off of the overall loan amount. So, for example, if you were approved for a $100,000 loan and you had a $5,000 advance, your loan would really only be $95,000.
Gotcha. And given the fact that this flew through Congress for the most part, and I mean, really, it did. I mean, it needed to be probably a little bit faster, but it did. President Trump signed it. It's been 5 days, not even. This is a lot to put together very quickly for our country. I mean, you know, when you put together programs, you know, for the SBA or any other organization, it takes time, it takes months to put this together. This has been quite expeditious in getting this and making this available to the small business owner.
Absolutely. Normally, a program of this scale and scope, like you mentioned, the PPP program, the Paycheck Protection Program is a $349 billion program, which really dwarfs our conventional programs that we have in SBA, really. So something like this would normally take a year to pull together, and the fact that we've been able to do it within a week is incredible and a testament not just to SBA, but also to our lending partners who've really come together to help support the program.
So again, just recapping this, what is the best way to just start this process? If people are confused, like, can I participate in this? Am I included too? How do you figure all this out?
Sure. So SBA has a great website to help you navigate all of the programs available through the federal government for small business. It's at sba.gov/coronavirus. And there you can learn more about the Paycheck Protection Program, economic injury disaster loans, a whole host of programs, including SBA's normal programs that can assist you, like the Small Business Development Centers, SCORE, and other resources to help you think about strategy and tactics at really no cost to you. They're funded by the SBA and great resources to call on, both in this time of challenge, but also when you're looking to grow.
You know, this is the time of during my show that I usually have a guest on from classic TV or a musician or something like that. But it's just such an important thing that's happening today. And there's so many people listening out there whose small business is suffering. And really, you can save your people. And, you know, I know there's a lot of companies right now that have GoFundMe campaigns and other campaigns out there to help fund their staff. This is a surefire way to help get that done.
Absolutely. And you know, when it comes to especially the PPP program, my recommendation is go talk to your banker, the person that you work with regularly, right away, and start that conversation. Talk to your accountant, make sure that you can get all the paperwork that you need together to present the right documents, because whether it's this program or another SBA program, all that information that you're gonna pull together is gonna be helpful as you go through any of those application processes. But you know, you really want to have that, really want to work and make sure that your key partners, like your banker and your accountant, and those advisors, are informed and able to help you navigate these processes.
That's terrific. Bo Steiner, he's the SBA Illinois District Director. I appreciate your insight on all this, and it's clear to me that this is going to help a lot of people. So thank you for your guidance and your insight into all this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate you talking about it. It's really important that people know about it, because it's a huge opportunity, and I think it's something that's really necessary to help our businesses. So thank you.
Thanks, Bo. Be well, my friend.
All right. Thanks. You too.
All right. We'll talk more small business. We're with the folks from 100-year-old Anderson's Candy and how it's affected their business and how it's changed their business. And we'll do that next on 720 WGN.